now to hear about what Teen Challenge is and hearing the testimonies of how God is working in the lives of these men. And it's kind of a special honor to be here today with you, because the last time I was here, there was snow blowing, there was a blizzard, and now to come here in the middle of summer, it's beautiful. And it's just a privilege to stand here once again. I think the last time I was here, it was 2018, and it was like either November time. So yeah, to be here again, to joining with you, to share again, once again, how God is working in the lives of men at Teen Challenge. And we have some exciting news. As before, when I came here the first time, I talked about how we were hoping to expand from a 12 men to a 24. And even through the pandemic, we were able to raise the funds of $5.5 million. And we have now, for the past 2 years, have been in our new building. So thank you for all those who have supported us through that time. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. That's just been an awesome news to share. And so before I start with the program to explain what Teen Challenge is, I have this passage in John chapter 14. And I think it explains kind of the basics of what Teen Challenge is and what our goal is at Teen Challenge. Starting from verse 5, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him." I believe that's a prayer, or that's the calling of Teen Challenge, is for men and women to know who Jesus is and to know and have a relationship with our Father. So I would like to start off with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the safe travel that the guys and myself had up here. And again, to marvel in the beauty up here with the trees and just the whole wonder of coming up north once again, Lord. And Lord, I just want to lift up the service to you, lift up the words that are going to be heard. And that, the guys will share, as they share their testimonies, people will witness how you have grown and how they have grown their relationship with you. And Lord, I just, again, once again, thank you so much for this opportunity to come up here to share the wonders of your mighty works. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I was introduced, my name is Vince Leggett. I am one of the community support workers at Teen Challenge. And basically my job is, I have many hats. I have one hat, the policeman, but I also have the other hat of becoming the person that supports them, walking beside them. And then I'm the first face they see in the morning and the last face they see at night. And one of my main responsibilities as I get to tuck them in at night and sing them a lullaby. I'd never done that before, but I mean, still. But that is like, and it's an honor to actually see these guys coming from where they were coming from. And then as they were going through the whole year-long process to see how God's changing in their lives. Most of them haven't heard the word, haven't known, don't even have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So, as part of my job is to pour love on them. And that's how they transform and they understand who Jesus is. So I have been working for Teen Challenge for almost over 12 years. I started off in Saskatchewan, but I was born and raised in Calgary. Please don't hate me for that. All right. But the calling to work at Teen Challenge in Alberta, where it was home, I couldn't resist. I had to go back to come back home. So Teen Challenge Alberta we are nestled at the southwest of Calgary, about 25, 30 kilometers away. And we have been there for many, many, many years. And like I said, we were a 12-man bed. Now we can become a 24-man facility. And it is a wonderful, wonderful facility. It's nestled right in a valley, Prittis Valley. And it's, again, I just love it. Love it so much out there. So at Teen Challenge Canada, we understand as Christians, there is a world around us to make a difference in. And Jesus came to seek the lost, the blind, and the brokenhearted. He calls us to do the same. And we know there's a great need for our ministry and that we are called to serve. It is our desire to help as many as possible to find freedom in a sobriety and ultimately freedom in Christ. Today, I want to talk about addiction, the need for an addiction recovery locally and across the country. You will hear the stories of students who are now in the program and who have made the brave choice to face their past and do the hard work of recovery. We know it is virtually important that we are available to all who need help. So how is substance abuse and addiction affecting Canadians? The Canadian Mental Health Association reports that nearly 6 million Canadians will meet the criteria for an addiction in their lifetime. The cost of addiction affects every Canadian. The cost of substance abuse in our country in 2017 was reported to be $46 billion. Addiction touches every lives of most people, either directly or indirectly. Addiction does not discriminate. It affects men and women of all ages and all walks of life. Our mission at Teen Challenge is here to serve those who are struggling. Perhaps some of you already are familiar with our ministry and know our work. So that begs the question, how many of you have heard about Teen Challenge? Okay, my work is here done. No? Oh, man. All right. For those who may not know about us, Teen Challenge offers a 12-month faith-based in-residence drug and alcohol recovery program for men and women 18 years and older. We offer help and hope to those ready to make the commitment to a new and sober life. Our mission is to help men and women overcome addiction and lead a full and productive lives. We at Teen Challenge say that we simply just help men and women overcome addiction. We're doing a great work. But the key thing at Teen Challenge is to live a full, productive life. When this change happens, the burden and cost of addiction to sobriety is reduced. Our program graduates are contributing members of their community. They have families and jobs. They give back and volunteer. And many times they become the beacon of hope for others who are struggling. And I will get in further in the presentation how they give back. Throughout our time today, I'm going to share some powerful quotes from those who have graduated the program. The first quote is from Rita, and then she shares, "I was broken and devastated. I knew that I had hit rock bottom, and I had to make a change or I'll lose everything." When men and women enter our program, they stabilize as they detoxify their minds, body, and spirits. Our accredited addiction counselors work with each client to create an individual treatment plan to work through their emotions and trauma. And throughout the year of the program, our clients learn about themselves and the Word of God. They learn healthy routines and practical life skills that will transfer to successful, sobering life living after they complete our program. We have a very strict schedule from when they wake up to when they actually done their evening devos. And throughout the day, I will explain what the schedule is like through the life of Teen Challenge clients. And for those who wish to further deepen their recovery, there are opportunities for graduates to spend an additional 6 to 24 months working along the staff of our centers. That's up to 3 years with Teen Challenge investing in the individual's recovery. So what else is about Teen Challenge Canada that makes us unique? Many addiction treatment programs fall into one of three categories: immediate life-saving measures, harm reduction, and 12-step residential or outpatient programs. At Teen Challenge, our intensive 12-month program focuses on getting to the root cause of an individual's reasons for using substance. For us, there are two main distinctives. The first is that we are Christians. We strongly believe and teach that the only way to find freedom and of their addiction is through believing in Jesus Christ. And we believe that one cannot have a full and productive life without a personal relationship with Jesus. Our second distinctive is our incredible, highly trained staff. Our compassionate staff help those in our program overcome obstacles, celebrate their individual successes, and support them as they restore to their families and communities. In fact, one of our favorite statistics at Teen Challenge Canada is that 25% of our graduates from our program are staff members. Our graduates are the living legacy that demonstrates the power of Christ to transform those in addiction. And if you want more or need more about Teen Challenge, I encourage you to go to the website www.teenchallenge.ca. So, enough of me speaking. I would like to hear it from the first hand. So I'm going to invite Chris up. And he's going to share. Chris, he always has a smile on his face, but it wasn't a smile when he first started. And so to see how God is working inside of him, seeing how he's letting himself, submitting himself to the word and changing his life is just a wonderful thing. And his father is actually works at Teen Challenge as an outreach, his true title, outreach leader. So again, just welcome Chris.
Yeah, hello everyone, thanks for having us. My name's Chris. I'm in my eighth month of the program at Teen Challenge, and I'm 27 years old. So I'm just gonna share some of my story here with you today. Sorry, I just gonna make some room. So I grew up in Calgary in a loving Christian home with two brothers and awesome parents. I was always active outside or playing sports through school and a very energetic person. Sports were a big part of my childhood, so I spent most of my time practicing basketball or out with friends. Since I always had tons of trouble, I got into trouble quite a bit in school, got a few suspensions, but it was all good fun. Fast forward to the summer of grade 11, when my family moved to Winnipeg for my dad's work. I was quite excited at the change, but of course was sad to leave my friends behind. When we got there, I wasn't expecting the change to be as hard as it was. I had a lot of trouble finding friends in school and fitting in, so I spent basically all my time in the basketball courts and listening to music. I felt really lonely and started to gain some resentment and anger whenever I was at school. Luckily, I was attending a great church at the time, though, with lots of friends, youth group to see. I often look forward to that. Later into the year, I started to try and make some new friends at school by drinking and going to parties, which seemed to help a little bit at the time, and I started to meet some new friends. Once I finished high school, I decided to attend a leadership training program out at a Christian summer camp and year-round outdoor education center. I had a great time learning, meeting new friends, and spending time outside at a beautiful lakeside property. I had the weekends off, so I'd drive back 45 minutes into Winnipeg every weekend and spend the weekend with my friends and family. This, over time, became drinking at parties that are at the club basically every weekend or for a couple days, and then I'd drive back to camp on Sunday. I had some profound experiences with God throughout the summer of 2015 and 2016. The problem was that I was starting to live a double life through these years. And on top of that, my parents had gone back to Calgary, but I had decided to stay in Winnipeg. I made some bad choices around this time that shaped my character for the worse, and I was stepping past boundaries that would only make bad decisions easier in the future. In the winter of 2016, the camp sent me to New Zealand to help at a summer camp there for a few months, which was an amazing experience. And I had some profound, I had a great time seeing God's creation and felt like there was growth. But when I got back to Winnipeg, I went right back into partying, spending time with the wrong people, and every weekend was either in my car or at friends' houses. I crashed my car drunk driving very soon after I got back, and luckily didn't hurt anyone or any of my friends in the vehicle. I soon started experimenting with cocaine occasionally and continued to spend every weekend driving drunk until I finally got caught speeding and arrested for DUI in 2018, before I hurt anyone seriously. They tore the vehicle apart when it was taken, left my drugs in the front console, and I saw that as a sign from God that I was saying I need to change and giving me another chance. I remember when I was sitting in the police vehicle and they were questioning me and asked me where I worked, and they knew the camp that I was working at, and the officers just looked at me in disgust. I was so ashamed of the double life that I was living. After this incident, I decided it would be best to move back in with my family in Calgary and get my life sorted out. I got a job working in an accounting firm and doing well for a few months. Then I started seeking out partying again, the wrong friends, and moved out of my parents' home because I couldn't give up drinking or following their rules they placed in their home. This just kept on going on for years to come. I would seek out other drugs, experimenting, and finding every excuse to use them. I had a broken engagement in 2021, and after that, I just got worse into drug and alcohol use. I was working in the restaurant industry, and there was always something going on or people to party with. I was staying up 2 to 3 days at a time consistently, and I was doing illegal activities, to get the money that I needed to afford my drug habit while working a small amount of serving shifts. The things I was doing was changing me, and I was turning into a person I didn't recognize anymore. I remember being asked by a close friend that was worrying about me why I don't just go to sleep, and I told him that I was scared to because I was afraid I wouldn't wake up. I was afraid that I was going to die in my sleep and go to hell. But I couldn't stop. I had very little conviction at this point, but I remember the thought feeling so real and scary. I was pushing my body to its limits, and I believe I gave Satan a huge hold in my life for a very long time. Violent thoughts were constant, and I didn't care about anyone but myself. In the summer of 2022, I was in such a low, I remember being messed up and just calling for help to my father, crying. I regret so much putting through my family seeing me like that and know how selfish it was in me now. I did not know what to do. I was missing everything that mattered to me, and I couldn't get out of my addiction. I was taking cocaine almost daily. My roommate couldn't even keep liqueurs in the house because I would drink anything I could get my hands on. Things continued to get worse until I felt like I couldn't function anymore. I was making excuses constantly to get out of my newest serving job and hardly working. I was living a lifestyle of causing pain constantly to myself and to others. Eventually, right before Christmas, I had enough. My roommate couldn't handle the way that I was affecting him and told me I really needed help, and it gave me the push that I needed. My dad mentioned Teen Challenge to me, but I was in this delusion that everything was fine when it really wasn't. My mind and body couldn't take much more. And I think that a lot of people that are going through addiction have that same thought process, that everything's fine when it really isn't. I made it to Teen Challenge filled with shame on January 9th, 2023. Now being sober, I can see how much of a mess I was and how many people I hurt along the way. It has been a slow process healing my body and mind. One big moment I had to kickstart my process with God again was on May 9th, 2023. We did a course called Father Heart of God. He revealed himself in a new way to me, showing me that the messed up things that I've done are not who I am. I've heard people say that, but never really understood it until then. I was wrapping my identity in with my actions. God showed me that I have a gentle heart beneath all the barriers that I set up and the lies that I believed about myself. And he says, and he sees me for who I really am and loves me no matter what. In Ezekiel 36, 24, God says to the Israelites, I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries, and I will bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean from all your uncleanness. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove your heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. This is what God's doing in my life. My shame is losing weight on me, and I'm actually excited about what is to come, and it feels amazing. I'm on a long process of discovering who I am in Christ. I'm renewing my mind and putting my identity in him. I'm a changed man with hope for my future. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to invite Gerard up. This is Gerard. This is my good friend, Gerard. We've known each other for quite a while now, and it is a great blessing that he decided to come back to Teen Challenge to do, you know, another year. So again, take it away, Gerard. Thank you so much.
Hey, my name's Gerard, like Vince said. Born in Calgary. Always had a strong desire for meaningful connection. Childhood was a messy experience, as I think most childhoods are. But I think mine was a little bit more messy than others. But did grow up in a Christian family, went to Baptist church. So I'm no stranger here. I have a visionary mind, and I'm always dreaming. In my younger years, I was bullied at school, often by older kids around the neighborhoods I lived in. I was bullied by my older cousins and by most of my so-called friends. This made me yearn for a deep connection more acutely as the years went on. I would not experience true friendship until many, many years later. Because of my unfulfilled God-given desires, I would seek approval from almost anyone. But when real friendship would come around, I would shut them out. If I couldn't experience lasting friendship, then I didn't know what else to do. So I shut out a lot of people that I could have had a good relationship with, and this just drove me into a lot of depression and loneliness at a young age. Life seemed like a constant losing battle against myself, and I began to seek to fulfill my desires in whatever way seemed best, with, you know, video games or with food, with movies, or even, you know, as the years went on, with pornography, as whatever I could do to escape life, and eventually with drugs and alcohol. Once that happened, I lived in complete depression and spiritual death for the remainder of my youth and into my young man life. My mind, body, and spirit and emotions suffered tremendous damage as a result of living out of connection with people and not being who I was created to be. I completed many treatment programs over the years. Life was a constant cycle of finding work and then feeling unfulfilled and getting back into addiction, and then around and around in circles. Over and over with, trying to go back to school and that not working, trying to get a new job and that not feeling right and feeling unfulfilled. And it just the cycle went round and around. So I came to Teen Challenge when I was 24 the first time. I'm 31 right now. So I did the whole program when I was 24. And I did well. I developed some good connections through that. And I even stayed on for the phase four part of the program. I did well as a phase four as well. But I didn't fully grasp the life that Christ had for me still at that point. You know, I had all the head knowledge, I had all the Christianity language in my head, but I didn't grasp onto the meaning of what that meant for me as a reality in my life. So I went down again, because having desires for a wife and stuff like that at 24, and that it didn't work out a few times there. So, you know, that took me out as I was putting all my faith in that and not Jesus, right? So, yeah. So in 2019, I had gone to yet another treatment program. So this is a couple years after Teen Challenge. And I got into a serious relationship with a woman, a nice woman, but that didn't work out, and it turned out to be, you know, one of the most tragic and traumatizing years of my life, for me and my family as well, because I was just doing my own thing. I wasn't seeking God's will. I was even telling God, thank you for bringing me this woman. Knowing in the back of my head somewhere that wasn't blessed by God, that wasn't his will for me, that was my will. So that ended pretty rough there. And that's just kind of how it continued until about a year ago. I just came to my wit's end, like just completely came to the bottom of myself, and I just totally gave up and went really down, really severe into addiction, and just was trying to basically just live out the rest of my days ignoring life as best as I could. And I had no plan of coming back from that. So I was sleeping on my mom's floor because I had been kicked out, left. It was a very quick procedure there. you know, I had started using at my I was living with some roommates, and I was starting to use very frequently, and so I had lost my place there, and I was now sleeping on my mom's floor, because it's just a one-bedroom, you know, one-bedroom little suite there, and she had allowed me to stay there, and I had no idea what to do, so you know, but I had kept in touch with my friend Joel, who I met back at Teen Challenge in 2016. I met him, and I had been friends with him ever since, and he was always encouraging me to come back to Teen Challenge over the years. I just couldn't figure out in my head how I was going to come back and do an entire year again of treatment. But because I had no other option, I made that commitment once again. This time with a reinvigorated spirit, not my own doing. I think that God definitely renewed my spirit. About, like I said, about a year ago, he just put this great desire in me. It just hit me one day, in the middle of, you know, quite a rough time. It just hit me, and I just wanted to live life again. And I didn't care what it took this time. I didn't care how much work it had to be, or you know, how long it took, or anything like that. I just wanted to be a part of people's lives more and more, whatever that looked like. So, yeah, eventually I got here, and it's been really great. He's, like I said, he's reinstilled within me a strong desire to become a part of people's lives instead of hiding in the dark with drugs. He started making that change in me 12 months ago. This is proof to me that God can and will do his good work within me no matter what the circumstances. He knew how deeply I desired to follow his plan for my life. I just needed a flicker of encouragement in the darkest time of my struggle to get going in the right direction towards him for good. He found me as I was lost in that strange emptiness of that existence. Now I'm living for Jesus in a new way that has great meaning, hope, and direction for the first time. I finally realized my need for him like never before. My whole life, basically, you know, going to church and in and out of churches, the gospel really meant nothing to me, but now he has shown me a renewed appreciation for the gospel and for him and for the people around me. As soon as I got to Teen Challenge, I had such an appreciation for the opportunity to just sit and watch a movie with the guys and just hang out with brothers of like mind, and just to be able to be in connection with people. It just was like the most interesting and fulfilling feeling that I had out of her experience. And that's again, not from my own doing, but from God putting that in me as his, through his grace. So, you know, doors are opening for me like never before. You know, I have a really solid plan for my life now. I plan on staying on at Teen Challenge in some form. I'm not sure exactly what that is yet, but I know that I'm headed to YWAM next year. By the end of next year, I should have enough money to get myself to Thailand YWAM, and so I'm going to start there, and I'd like to get involved with ministry eventually, and just, yeah, just see where God leads me. I'm just fascinated with where the Spirit is leading me, and it's just so much better than just following my own ways and my own will and seeking to fulfill my needs my own way. So I'm just living for God now and just going where the Spirit leads me. My verse that I've chosen is Philippians 4:4-7. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to me.
Thanks, Gerard. Just hold on there for a moment. Sorry. My notes got messed up. Yeah. You owe me. Well, again, as you heard the stories of these men and their testimony of what God is doing in their lives, I think it takes a lot of courage to stand and be vulnerable to a group of people in a congregation. So let's give them a round of applause. So, as I said before, addiction affects everybody. And the one way that we ask, you know, with addiction is maybe you know somebody. Maybe you know somebody that needs help. And all I am asking is that you give a teen challenge to that, let them know about Teen Challenge. And they can make a decision to come back and find freedom from their addiction. There are so many other quotes that I could share with you. And for those in addiction, a new chapter and a healthy, hope-filled story can start at Teen Challenge Canada. And if you know somebody who is battling a life-controlling addiction, we are here to help. We believe that it's never by accident that we're all here to discuss Teen Challenge. We want to be a resource for all and are here for you or your loved ones. It is likely you know someone who will benefit from our program. We never know who God has planned to cross our paths. But today, we will equip you that when someone in need does, you can help them by sharing about our ministry and plant the seed of hope. And like this, it has our phone number. And then again, if you need more information about Teen Challenge, you can go to www.teenchallenge.ca. So some of the things that the students didn't say was the program is a hard program because you are away from family, because you're away from friends, and you're kind of nestled in a kind of like a bubble. So just imagine 12 months with your pastor in a bubble. Oh, you guys laugh. Yeah, that's it. That's kind of the response. Woo! Right? The Teen Challenge Canada knows the recovery is a lifelong process. The road to sobriety begins with a series of daily choices. This is a strategic, we are equipping those in our care with the tools to live a life of sobriety. And there are several phases of Teen Challenge program. Phase one is where clients stabilize and detoxifies their mind, body, and spirit. This phase is often the most challenging transition for our client, and many will choose to leave within the first 4 months. Phase two is where an individual in our program learn more about themselves and the Word of God. They learn how healthy routines and habits create a foundation for a new and sober life. Phase three is the final 4 months of our core 12-month program. And during this time, those in the program create an exit strategy and a personal relapse prevention plan for when they reintegrate into the community, employment, and family life. So like I said before, we have a strict schedule. And one of the things that we do at Teen Challenge is when they get up First thing in the morning, they have their half an hour of devotions by themselves. And then we have chapel pretty much every day, except for the weekend. And then there is classes. And then in the afternoon, there's what we call the work therapy, where they go out to the communities to either rake leaves or paint houses, or I think this past week we were helping out a community like a country fair out in Millerville. So, and then tomorrow we're going to be going back to take that down. So that's one of the opportunities that I like to give back. And our postgraduate programs, phase 4 and phase 5. Gerard has mentioned that he is planning to stay on as doing a phase 4. And we look forward to that, I hope. They also continue to be in a mentoring relationship with a counselor and staff members. At this time, at this time I'm going to talk about how can you get involved with Teen Challenge. Wow, I totally messed up. Oh, there's a whole section I forgot. Anyways, so now this is where you come in. How can you help us? Well, the biggest thing and the reason why we're here is that we're asking for prayer, first and foremost. We're asking you to pray for us because there is and there has been a big change at Teen Challenge Canada and Alberta. We are now looking for a center director, one of our major leadership roles at Teen Challenge Alberta. Greg Cornelson has been our center director for over 18 years. And he has now resigned. And in October, he is officially leaving Teen Challenge. So we are now looking for a new center director. And again, you know, through that, his wife was also working at Teen Challenge as a program and assistant. So we're looking for a program and assistant at the same time. And there are a few more roles of, you know, we're looking for more community support workers because as our numbers increase, there are some great need to have like double up in staff member. You know, the goal is to always have a staff member for each shift. The goal is to have two staff members for each shift. So if you know anybody who wants to move out to a beautiful part of Calgary, you know, give us a call. Our ministry exists because of prayer and sustained through prayer. And again, you could please pray for our staff, our clients, and our needs to be met. As I wrap up, I think it is a perfect spot to share what and how you can help. And it's called the journey. You know, as the students were, as the clients were sharing, you know, this post was up here about the journey. We have changed over. There was a time when we would ask you to sponsor a student, but now we're asking to actually sponsor the center. And for those who already are sponsors, you're kind of already what the term is grandfathered into sponsoring the center. So this is an exciting program for us at Teen Challenge. And we are grateful for individuals who have given regularly, putting victory over an addiction within reach for all of our clients at Teen Challenge Canada. Our partners in the journey help eliminate the financial barriers for those who need our program and make a recovery possible for all who seek it. We are not government funded, because the one thing about government funded is that they would take away the one aspect of life changing, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. So that's why we come to church, it's why we come to you and ask for, you know, some financial help. And in the back, that, you know, in the back table, we have this little easy, little, I don't know what you guys call these. I'm too old to know what these things called anymore. QR codes for the young guys. You QR codes. So, you know, in the back, if you want to help sponsor the center, you just have to come out to the back and we'll do that QR code. And then all, you know, it just shows up automatically on your cell phone. You just fill out the information and then presto chango, you are now supporting Teen Challenge. Yeah, it's a more easier way than us trying to fill out each and every individual card, sponsorship card. So please, you know, there are some needs, financial needs that we are facing here as we are growing, like I said, into a 24-bed center. If this program is of interest to you, this is an opportunity to sign up. And you can come see us at the table after the service to assist you. The one thing I want to highlight about the Journey program is that partners can select a recruiting amount that fits best you. We want to celebrate the gift you give and want you to know that every $10, $20, $1,000 a month? Every recurring gift has a lasting impact in the lives of those we serve. Teen Challenge is far more than a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. It's a place of true healing. We truly believe we exist to answer God's call to those who are vulnerable. We extend the healing hand of God to those who are struggling with addiction. And we hope these stories of transformation and the insight into our program has been helpful. And sincerely thank you for creating awareness and supporting us through prayer, time, and finances. You guys truly make the difference. And before I close, I just have this quote from Psalm 40, verse 16. But may who all seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Great is the Lord." Thank you once again for hearing us.